Immediately after the dream we've been discussing with the ladder and the angel, Yaakov continues on his way to his uncle Lavan, and the first encounter that he has is a well, the Torah tells us, and as he gets to the well, he sees that there are three flocks of sheep surrounding the well waiting to drink, and the Torah gives us great detail that these three flocks were all waiting, and a large stone was atop the well preventing them from being able to drink. Torah continues with another pasuk that this place would be the gathering place for all the flocks, that they would gather. These three that were currently there were apparently a smaller subset of a larger group. And the Torah tells us when all the groups would get together, then they would push off the stone, give to drink their flock. And then the Torah says, Veheshivu asaven. And then after they would give them to drink, they would put the stone back in its place. Asks the Ramban, there's a lot of extraneous information. Not only does the Torah go through this in detail here, it then repeats it four psukim later after Yaakov asks the shepherds if they know his uncle Lavan, and they say in fact that they do. Then he says, well, why are you just lying around here? And then the Torah repeats the whole story that they then said to him, well, you see, there's this large stone here and we're not big enough to move it. We have to wait for everybody to come, and when everybody comes, then we move and we give the drink. Asks the Ramban, why are we told all of this information? Says the Ramban two approaches. The simple first approach, based on pshat, he says, is to teach us, ki koyvei Hashem yachlifu koyach v'yiroso titein oz. To those who trust and yearn for Hashem, and those who fear Him are given strength and vigor, and that this is to show you that the stone which was put atop this well, which required clearly a large group of people to be able to move, as the Torah describes when Yaakov lays eyes for the first time on Rachel, he right away steps forward and pushes the whole thing away with ease. Says Ravani, he was clearly exhausted, he'd just been traveling, and to show you the strength that Hashem gives to those who fear Him, as Rashi writes, that he just sort of flipped it right off like a person would take a cover off a bottle, and this is to teach us the strength that those who fear and trust in Hashem are given. That's why we're given all this detail. Says the Ramban, but there's much more with the details of the story. Why do we need to know there were exactly three flocks that were there? Why doesn't the Torah just say some of the flocks are there? We have to know that it was three and that they're waiting for everybody to come, that they took the rock off, then they put the rock back. Why are we told all this? Says the Ramban, Remez Soid La'asid. This is teaching us a hint of a deep secret for what will come in the future, says the Ramban. As we've seen before, Ki Haba'er Yirmos the Beis HaMikdash. The well is a remnant to the Beis HaMikdash, as we learned from last week's parsha when Yitzchok was digging all the wells, and there the Ramban also described that the three wells were a reference to the three Batei HaMikdash. This time he says a little different. V'gimel Edrei Tzon Olei Shlosha Regalim. The fact that the Torah stresses there were three flocks waiting there is not a reference to the three different Batei HaMikdash, was a reference to the three times the Jewish people would go to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shlosha Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Ki min ha've'er ha'hu yashku ha'adorim. Because just like from that well would all the shepherds give to drink their flock, shemisham ha'yoshoyev and ruach ha'kodesh, so would the Jewish people three times go to the Beis HaMikdash to draw from the depths of the Beis HaMikdash the ruach ha'kodesh, their divine inspiration. Or he says, Sheyirmos ki mitzion teitzei Torah, shenimshul olamayim. Or it was a hint to the fact that when they would go to the Beis HaMikdash three times, they would draw from the well of the Beis HaMikdash Torah, which is a reference to water. So these three flocks, which were told specifically three, is a rem as a hint to the three times we would come and be able to draw from those experiences divine inspiration, draw from it the source of Torah. When would that happen? He says, Vines Tu Shama Kol HaDarim. But the three, you'd have to wait until everybody gathers, a reference to all the Jewish people from all over the world coming together. And then the Ramban adds a very fascinating point, V'galulu Asa'evin V'hishku. When everybody would gather, they would remove the rock. But when you were finished drinking, says the Ramban, Heishivu Esa Evan. As the Torah records, they would put the rock back, Munach L'Regel Haba. That source of divine inspiration, the source of the Torah, direct from the source that was accessible to the Jews who would go, but it was covered over at the end of Yontif. You had those three opportunities, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, to be there. The rock was removed from the well, and you can draw from the depths of the Beis HaMikdash, the Ruach HaKodesh, you can draw from the depths of the Torah that was accessible to the Jewish people during those holy times of the Shalosh Regalim. But after Yontif, the rock is put back, and that accessibility to Ruach HaKodesh and to the Torah was different after Yontif than it was before. And you have to wait, says Ramban, to the regal haba, to the next regal, to the opportunity to draw that same type of inspiration, which was only accessible during those special times of the Shalosh Regalim when the Jewish people would come. Says Ramban, that's the remez, that's why we're told all these details, that Yaakov should be zeicha to have children, to fulfill the hint that is given in the Torah of pushing the stone away, being able to draw the inspiration during the Shalosh Regalim, putting the stone back and waiting for the next regal to be fulfilled or filled with that same source of inspiration and Torah during the Shalosh Regalim.